of light, seated on your throne of grace. It's only by your mercy we have saved. Oh, Lord, you have saved if we call upon your name. We and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of praise. Lord, Hosanna, Jesus.
Says, so we cry out your name. Let's all pray. We have a service now. We have a service this evening. We have another one tomorrow. Why don't you put yourself before the Lord? The atmosphere is getting pretty good in here now. Let's take advantage. Let's lay ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Let's call upon his name in Jesus' name. Father, we do thank you that you've given unto us an opportunity and a chance to come unto you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Father, once again, we thank you that we've gathered in this place. Father, what a privilege, Lord Jesus, and what a blessing and what an honor that it is. Father, to come unto an oasis, Lord, the oasis of your presence. Father, to come from the desert that's out there, Lord. And people are running to and fro, seeking this and seeking that. but Father, to come unto thee, Lord Jesus, how we desire to call upon the name upon this day, how we desire to know strength from El Shaddai, Lord Jesus, at this time. Father, you are the strength given, how we need that strength, Lord, how we desire to come unto the breasted one upon this day, that you may nurse strength from you, Father, spiritual strength, that, Father, you would minister unto our souls, that you would minister the very things that we need at this time. How we desire to worship thee, Lord, to enter into the spirit of worship, to forget about ourselves, Father, to forget about the activities of this life, to forget about our trials and our afflictions, Lord. And Father, we long to enter within the veil. So, Father, as our brother would come, Lord, to break open the word of life, the bread of life unto us, I pray that you would overshadow him, Lord, with your glory. I pray, Lord Jesus, that the great Shekinah presence, Father, would be his portion inside of his soul. And Father, I pray that that same Shekinah would overshadow us and help us, Lord, to enter into that place, those heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Father, where all things are possible, Lord, where people come, Father, with afflictions and they go rejoicing. Father, where people come depressed and downhearted and they go shouting the victory once again. Jesus, we're looking unto thee because all things are possible, Lord. And Father, we just want to consecrate ourselves to thee. We pray you'd forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our trespasses. Let your precious blood, Father, that shall never lose its power, let it speak in our behalf upon this day. Let it wash away anything that would hinder the moving and the operation of your grace and of your mercy in our midst upon this day. And Father, may you have the right of way. And Father, we know that when the enemy would come in as a flood, Jesus, you've made such a wonderful promise. You'll always raise up a standard to meet him. So at this time, as the enemy has desired to roar, Father, as the enemy has desired to show his face, we ask of thee, Lord Jesus, as the mighty man of war, we ask of thee as the mighty conqueror, Lord, that you would raise up a standard in heavenly places, that you would smite the enemy, Lord, that you'd bring him to naught, that you would bring him underfoot once again. And Jesus, we just want to stand back and watch you in operation, Father. That's our desire. And we'll give unto thee the praise and the honor and the glory. Bless your people that would still be coming, then that'll be coming for the evening service. Bless them as well. Bless the song leader, Father, bless the musicians. Thank you for the item that was sung. What a blessing it was to our souls. Thank you, Father, for each person that has come upon this day. Father, those that come hungry will never go away hungry. And Jesus, we're looking unto thee. Bless the remainder of this service, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints, we just want to hand over to Brother Daniel. Most of the saints know Brother Daniel well enough. He's a precious friend, wonderful minister of the gospel, and we're so glad that he's here. You know what it's always like when you have meetings like this? You look around and you wish, I wish this person was here, and you wish that person was there. But friends, God has everything under control. I believe that whoever's here today, God is going to speak to them. I really do believe that God keeps all of his appointments. So we ask our brother to take his liberty in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I want to greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you happy that we can be in the house of God? And it's really a privilege for me to see you once again. And it's truly a blessing to me. And the wonderful testimonies that we already heard, it tells us that God is alive. That he is not slumbering somewhere, that he's mindful of us. And I bring you greetings from our church back home, and all our young people send greetings to your young people, but also to the older ones. But we want to dedicate maybe this service more to the youth. And how many of you feel young? Praise the Lord. So God is good to us. And maybe just before we go to the scripture, I would like to sing you one song, if it's okay. I really love this song. Brother George. Yeah, you may be seated. Brother George, can you help me with the guitar? It's a C, key of C. You know, many times we go through trials in our lives, and it's a big storm, but remember, we know the master of the wind. Do you believe that? I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. Sometimes, like an eagle, I soar into the sky. Above the peaks, my soul can be found. And unexpected storms may drive me from the heights. Brings me low, but never. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Do you believe he's here tonight? I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know. Wonderful. Do you know the master of the wind? Do you believe he can calm the storms? Hallelujah. He is here tonight and he promised he will be there where two or three are gathered in my name, he promised. I will be in their midst. I believe we gathered here in his name. Did you gather in his name, brother? Amen. Let's stand to our feet and we want to open the portion of the scripture for tonight. And just pray for me. I'm your simple brother and I have nothing special, but I just want to be myself. But you know what I desire? I desire the Spirit of God to come down. And I desire Him to come down and break the bread of life to us. Is it your desire also? Young people, you know, we live in a world of perversion. We live in the time when Satan is trying to do everything what he can to distract our attention. To turn your eyes off of the Word. To turn your eyes off of Jesus. He wants to put all kinds of attractions before you. But aren't you happy that He is here among us? The master of the wind. He can calm the storms in your life. He can deliver you from the situation you're in. He's mindful of us. He will not leave you in the place, you know. If you call upon His name, He's obligated to stand behind His Word. Praise the Lord. And we want to open the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Pray for my English. You know, I always struggle with it. And when I preach in English, it's better for me to preach with an interpreter because then I have more time to gather my thoughts. But today, this service will be no interpreter, so you pray for me. But I feel such a warm atmosphere and a good spirit among you. You know, we ought to be thankful to the Lord. You know, you could be in many places right now. You could be, you know, the devil might be, maybe you think why I am here. There is a purpose why you are here. God's want to speak to you. You know, and we had such a wonderful fellowship with Brother Andrew in his home, and I really appreciate him, and you know, I really feel small. I battle with those thoughts every day, every time when I come here. You know, what are you doing here? Brother Andrew is such a gifted brother, and I believe you love him. Yeah. And he was a really blessing to us and to our young people, and now I ask myself, what are you doing here? You know. But I know that everybody of us is different. And if we stay faithful to the call that the Lord has called us, then we are blessed. Then God is blessing you. And we want to read very familiar scripture here from Matthew chapter 16. It's during this time when Jesus was with his disciples, and he was asking the disciples, what the people say about me? Who am I? You know, we know that when Jesus came, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they had their scrolls and they had the law of Moses. They knew what Moses said. Brother Branham was telling us that those Pharisees had such a good memory that they could, you know, open the scroll, and without opening their eyes, they could read what was written in there. That's how smart they were. They knew the law very well. But brothers and sisters, there came a strange man. Young people, one day, a strange man came upon the face of the earth. He was born out of a virgin. You know, just exactly how the scripture said, amen? Moses was speaking about him. Isaiah was prophesying about him. And here he was. He came exactly the way the scripture spoke he would come. And they failed to recognize him. I pray, Lord, open our eyes. Amen. So that we will not fail what God is doing right now. Hallelujah. Young people, we all need to pray for more revelation. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, from verse 15. And he said unto them, but whom say you that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, and the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let's bow our heads one more time. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord, or this afternoon. Father, I want to commit myself into your hands, Lord. Lord, we want to invite you on the scene, Lord. Let your divine presence be among us, Father. Lord, you know our hearts, Father. You know what we are going through. We need you this evening, Lord. We are a needy people, Father. Lord, we desire more of you in our lives, Father. We desire more of your spirit in our lives, Father. Lord, break the bread of life to us once again. Father, we ask you, Lord, I ask you humbly so that you will move me out of the way and speak to the needs of the people, Father. You know their hearts. You know their needs, Father. You know all the young people that gathered here, Father. And we know that this is the evil age that we're living in. Satan is doing everything what he can to destroy the seed of God. But Father, we're so thankful that it's impossible. It's impossible to destroy your seed inside of our hearts, Father. We're so thankful for that, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Move me out of the way, Lord. Give me a clear mind and right words, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Isn't God wonderful? And I just really felt on my heart to go this direction for this afternoon. And for me, it's such a wonderful scripture. And if you don't mind, can I take this mic, brother? Amen. If you don't mind, I would like to get down to you. Amen. And to all the young people.
Praise the Lord. God is really good, and I hope it won't. It is all right, Brother Andrew. But I believe we are really privileged. I believe we are really privileged today. You know that we can serve a living God. That we know someone who knows your future. You know, we know someone who knew you before the foundation of the world. You know, we cannot explain that, but we believe it. Amen. Young people, and if you talk to a scientist or to the people of this earth, they always want to believe something that they feel or see or understand. That's how the humans are. You know, the scientists will never accept something that they cannot explain. They always try to explain that, how it works, you know, but the Christians are made a different way. And we are Christians. Amen. Are you a Christian?
Amen.
So we have to be able, I believe there is something in us that will believe the supernatural.
Amen.
You know, the things that you cannot explain.
Amen.
You know, there are certain things that you cannot explain. You know, one person came to me and asked me, you know, I don't believe in God because never, no one seen God. How the God looks like? You know, he read his Bible. He could not accept the fact that that there is God because he never seen God, because he was looking for God in the wrong direction, in the wrong way.
Amen.
Because I believe God is all around us. I believe God manifested himself in the nature,
Amen.
In the animals. Amen. He was the creator.
Amen.
And, you know, he wanted to express what was in him. So he was creating the creation of God. Amen. The nature, the birds, the trees. That's the manifestation of God. God manifested himself. And he finally on the sixth day, he created someone that was into his own image. Hallelujah. A man, amen. Aren't you happy for that? So you are the reflection of God. And he placed something inside of you before the foundation of the world. He placed the desire for him. Do you believe that? In every human being, there is a desire that he placed there to worship him. A desire, a thirst for God. Young people, never forget it. Every human being that is being born, there is this desire laying inside of him. Praise the Lord for that. You know, but the devil is very shrewd bird. He knows that. He knows that the humans are created in this way, in this manner. So he wants to twist that desire. He wants to satisfy this desire with all kinds of things. You know, worldly things. Amen? Music, alcohol, cigarettes. You know, you are trying to quench something that is inside of you. You know, I remember a time when I was in school and I was a rebellious child and I was battling in myself. Although I was born in a believer family and my father, you know, he was preaching this message, but I was running away from the Lord. You know, and there was always something in me believing that there is God.
Amen.
I knew that my father, whatever he says, is the truth.
Amen.
But I could not follow that. You know, I tried and tried, but somehow I had no power, you know, to break through.
Amen.
And this world started to pull me. You know, all kinds of things. You know how the devil's kingdom is a kingdom of attraction. Everything in his kingdom is shiny, very nice, very attractive. But remember, the end of those things is death.
Amen.
The end of those things is death.
Amen.
That's how Satan works. First, he plays something shiny before your eyes. It looks so good. So, you know, tasty. You want to taste it, amen? That's how the devil works. But then he leads you downhill. He starts on the top of the mountain. You feel good for a little bit. And then you started to go downhill. And the end of this road is death.
Amen.
You know, but God works completely opposite. You know, first, he asks you to separate yourself. First, he asks you to separate yourself from the things of the world.
Amen.
And when you do that, you know, if you want to accept God, how are you going to accept it? Only by faith. Only by faith. All that we receive from God, we receive it by faith. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That's the only channel. That's the only way. If you want to accept your healing, how are you doing that? By faith. Amen. You believe by His stripes we are healed. If you want to receive your immigration status, like the brother was saying, how you receive it? Amen. By faith. Amen. Amen. And that's how God comes on the scene into our lives. We have to separate ourselves from unbelief. We have to confess that we believe. Amen. And then God can stand and back it up. But until you confess it, there is nothing He can back up. But when you open your mouth and say, Lord, I want to serve You. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to follow You all the way. Lord, I want to separate myself from what my mind is telling me. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I believe that. I truly believe that. Amen. That we are a separated people. We ought to separate ourselves.
Amen.
You know, and this is a tremendous scripture for me. Because you have to understand what was the time that when Jesus was speaking to the disciples. And can we just transfer there for a moment?
Amen.
Young people, can I travel with you back to Israel?
Amen.
To the time of Jesus. You know, Jesus was there and we know He called the disciples. The disciples were around Him and you know, maybe every one of them was from different background. You know, one was going there to the church. The other was, you know, maybe not going anywhere. But one day they met this man and they knew there is something special about this man. He called them by name. He said, Simon, come and follow me. Matthew, come and follow me. And there was power in the words of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Those words were not spoken in vain. There was power actually behind those words. And Matthew was there collecting tax. He was a tax collector. And one day he was standing there taking taxes from the people. And one day Jesus walked by. And he said, he saw him. And you know, Jesus, we have to remember, Jesus was God in flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Fullness of God dwelt in him bodily. And he called and he said, Matthew, because he saw a seed of God down in the hearts of Matthew. Matthew didn't know nothing about it yet. Aren't you happy for that?
Amen.
He didn't know nothing about it. But when the Lord Jesus looked upon him, he knew he's one of my seeds. He's one of my children. And young people, brothers and sisters, I believe the same is happening right now. Because there are some seeds here in Dublin. There are some seeds in Africa, some seeds in Poland and in Czech Republic. And God is calling those seeds out.
Amen.
By His word. Amen. Because He is the word. Christ is the word. Amen. That's why the prophet came. Praise the Lord, to reveal Christ. And it's the voice of Christ calling you out of the dead deeds. Amen. Of all the graves that we're in. Of all the things of the world, He's calling you out of those things. But you know, in the scripture that we read, one time Jesus was walking with disciples and He asked them a question. And He asked them, I believe they had a very good meeting there. Don't you desire to be in such a meeting?
Hallelujah.
I believe we have such a meeting today.
Amen.
We gathered here, every one of us is in one level.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, there are no the smart ones among us and the stupid ones. No, there is only one level in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We have different gifts. We have varieties. One of us is more emotional. The other is more quiet. But you know, we are all in one level.
Amen.
We were born in sin. And we need God. Every one of us. I don't care if you're rich, if you have $1 million in the bank, or you're poor and you don't have work, it doesn't matter. We're all sinners.
Amen.
We need God. We all need God in our lives. You know, and those disciples, they were walking with Jesus and they were called by Jesus and now they have a meeting. And Jesus started to preach to them and he actually was not preaching, but he was talking with them. And that's what I want to do today. I want to talk to you. Let's just meditate upon those things.
Amen.
Jesus started to ask them and they saw all kinds of miracles in the ministry of Jesus and they followed Him, you know, and they couldn't understand all the things. It's the same with us, you know, we don't understand all the things. You don't have to understand everything what is in the Bible or in the message, but we are called to believe all things.
Amen.
If you know Who was Brother Branham? Who was the prophet of this hour? You won't question that. You believe it, amen?
Amen.
You simply believe that.
Amen.
And those disciples, you know, they were there and Jesus said, whom the men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He asked them a strange question.
Amen.
He said, what the people say about me?
Hallelujah.
Oh, and now it was a testimony service, you know.
Amen.
Maybe a Matthew jumped up that he said, oh, I heard someone told that you're Elijah. Mm. And then others said, no, I heard someone say that he's a Jeremiah, that you are a Jeremiah. Oh, good. The other said, oh, I heard that this other pastor said that you are one of the prophets.
Amen.
And they were expressing the opinions of the people, what the others were saying about Jesus. You know, and Jesus was listening to those answers. But you know, then he asked another question. 14th verse said, and they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. But then he said unto them, but whom say you that I am?
Hallelujah.
I love that.
Hallelujah.
And young people, that's what is the question today. You know, because we can live according on the opinion of others.
Hallelujah.
You heard your daddy told you, you know, that this message is the truth. You heard your daddy telling you about Jesus, about the message, about the prophet that came in this hour. Did you hear those things? We teach our children those things, amen, because we believe that. But you cannot live, you know, all your life. You cannot rely on the opinion of others.
Amen.
You cannot rely on the testimony of your father or mother.
Hallelujah.
You need to have your own experience with God. You know, and that's why Jesus asked the question. Now, Matthew said that someone called you Jeremiah. You're a Jeremiah. But now he asked Matthew. He said, Matthew, but what do you say? Who am I? What do you say? Brother George, what do you say?
Amen.
Who am I? Who is this message? What is this message? What is this message that we believe? Who am I?
Hallelujah.
It was, you know, he became more personal. It was he asked a personal question. And I want to ask you a personal question today. What do you say that this message is?
Hallelujah.
What do you say? What is,
Amen.
Did you had an experience? Or you live or you rely on a testimony of someone else. You heard about it. It's good to hear good things, amen?
Amen.
But you have to be sure in your heart that what you confess is the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, there was silence. When he asked the personal question, what do you say? There was a silence in the meeting suddenly. Before they had all kinds of answers. They express all kinds of opinions. But when he asked, what do you say? There was a silence. No one told anything. But you know, something was happening in the heart of Peter. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy for Peter?
Amen.
You know, the name of Peter, it means rock.
Hallelujah.
You know, and God wanted to show us something. I believe it is written there for a purpose.
Yes.
You know, and because something was happening in the hearts of Peter. He could not explain that. But it was laying in him. And when Jesus gave this question, he didn't have the answer ready. But down in his heart, something started to move. Aren't you happy that the Spirit of God is moving upon our hearts?
Amen.
That's how the things are done. We need the Spirit of God to come down and move upon our hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the beginning, you know, when God was creating the earth, he was the Spirit of God moving upon this earth that was void and empty. But when the Spirit started to move, something started to form out of this chaos. Amen? And when the Spirit of God is moving upon your heart, something has to happen.
Amen.
When God started to move, the things has to come in order.
Amen.
And you know, God is in control from the beginning to the end. Do you believe that?
Amen.
You know, it's not our works. It is His work inside of us.
Hallelujah.
Young people, it's not your efforts. It's not your, you know, own works that I will work myself into it. No. You just have to surrender. Amen.
Amen.
You just have to surrender and ask God, Lord, move upon my heart.
Amen.
Don't you want to ask the Lord tonight? Move upon my heart. When God is asking this question, what do you say? who the Son of Man is. What do you say? What is your testimony? What is whom you believe? Amen. Praise the Lord. And suddenly Peter answered. You know what started to happen in the heart of Peter? You know, in the heart of Peter, something has to move. Something started to move because Jesus spoke, amen. And in Peter, there lay the seed of God. And something started to move, amen. And inside of Peter, there rose a voice, amen. Something came out of Peter. You know what he spoke? Amen. He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What a testimony. Suddenly Peter didn't know where it comes from, but it was laying inside of Peter. And it in a due season it came out there. Amen. And he said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God."
Amen.
You know, and Peter was amazed himself. He didn't know it's laying in there. The same is with us. Sometimes you are in a meeting, sometimes you are in a place and you feel like a failure. You feel like nothing is happening, but suddenly you meet someone. Suddenly maybe you are in the service and God starts to speak to your heart. And you feel the move of God and something is bubbling up out of your heart. Amen. And you know that it is something that you didn't work yourself into it. Amen. But it's laying in there. And I challenge you, move together with it. Amen.
Amen.
Open up your heart. Let it flow.
Amen.
Let it flow. Amen.
Amen.
Peter opened up himself and he said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." Hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou." Brothers and sisters, you are blessed.
Amen.
When you can agree with God, amen. When you can agree with the seed of God that is inside of you. This still small voice that is telling you, you are one of his sheep.
Amen.
You are the Son of God.
Amen.
You are a daughter of God. You ought to give your life to the Lord. Amen. You don't belong to this world. Amen. You don't belong to this to the company of those go and drink and enjoy their lives there in the world. You belong to me, says God. Amen.
Amen.
And you feel inside of your heart that that's my destiny. That's where this is God calling me. Amen.
Amen.
When you move, when you say and agree with that, brother and sister, when you open up yourself, that's what is written here. Blessed art thou, you are blessed. For the flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock.
Amen.
I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's my subject. The gates of hell shall not prevail. I believe that this is still the truth, that the gates of hell shall not prevail. There is something that the gates of hell shall not prevail, young people. And you, by God's grace, you can have it today. It's the revelation. Amen. Because when Peter spoke those words, he didn't speak out of himself. He spoke from the deepness of his heart. Something came out. Amen. He didn't know even it's there. That's how the revelation works. Amen. You know, sometimes we think revelation, it's a mysterious thing. It's a mysterious word. But it's not so mysterious. Amen. Because faith is the revelation.
Hallelujah.
Faith is the revelation.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Branham told us that faith is when in the time of children of Israel, when they were coming out of Egypt, the last plague was the killing of the firstborns. Amen.
Amen.
And they had to apply the blood on the doorposts. And they had to take a hyssop. You know this plant, hyssop. And they had to have blood. And they have to put hyssop in the blood and put it up. And he said, hyssop, it was a common weed. It represents the faith. Amen. It was a common weed. It was everywhere. They can find it anywhere. So it was not hard. But God has just to open our eyes so that we might see where to go and what to do. Because God is working according to his plan. He has a certain principles. Amen. We have to first come to the Lord. You know, the scripture tells us, come near to me and then I will come nearer to you.
Amen.
Are you willing to come nearer to him?
Hallelujah.
Young people, are you willing to come nearer to him? When God is calling upon your heart, come nearer to him. And you will see that God will come nearer to you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But you know, revelation is a powerful thing. You know, God, when he looked upon the race of the people, he saw that they cannot keep their words. You know, we cannot keep their words. Do you believe that?
Amen.
How many of you experienced that?
Yes.
Sometimes I promise something to my wife and I cannot keep my word. I said, I will buy you a nice skirt. Well, then I fail. You know, I don't keep my word. I fail. But you know, God cannot fail.
Amen.
He has to keep his word. Yes. Whenever he speaks, those words are eternal.
Amen.
He cannot lie. He is faithful to his words. Amen. And that's what revelation brings into our lives. It opens your eyes to the fact that God has already done all the things for you. He paid the price. Amen.
Amen.
He redeemed you back to himself. You just don't know nothing about it. Maybe you heard about it and it's like a gloomy voice behind the veil. But you just need to pray and ask God for more revelation. Let the picture become more sharp. Amen. You know, I believe that this message that came to us, it's not a Lego blocks. You know these blocks, the Lego? It's not a Lego. I like it. It's a puzzle. You know, because with the Lego blocks, you can build whatever you want. You know, and that's what the people are many times doing. They are building out of this message whatever they want. You know, and they want to build it according to their own revelation. You know, I believe it must be this way. But you know, brothers and sisters, this message is a puzzle. And we need a revelation that the Lord will open up our eyes so that we might see the picture. And then we can put the pieces in the right place. Amen. But until you have revelation, if you don't see the picture, how are you going to put the puzzle together? It's impossible. But the chosen one, those that are elected, they are able to put the puzzle together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love it. When Jesus asked the question, what do you say that I am? Simon Peter rose up. Something inside of him. I can see Peter. He was amazed himself that was laying in there. He was also silenced, but he stood up. He said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
And Jesus had a testimony for him. He said, Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal it unto you. But my Father, which is in heaven, he has revealed it to you.
Amen.
And I tell you, upon this rock, not upon Peter, but upon the revelation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Upon the revelation of who Christ is, I will build my church.
Amen.
That's the foundation, young people, brothers and sisters. That's the foundation. God is still building his church today. Do you believe that?
Amen.
There is a church of the living God. There is the bride. Amen. The tree of the bride is being restored. And God is building it upon one foundation. It's the revelation of who he is. Hallelujah. He is Christ. He is God Almighty. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Shammah. He's your healer. Do you believe that? That's the foundation that we are building upon. He's your deliverer. Amen. He's God that is caring of you. Amen. That's the God we serve. I believe that. And God is still building his church on revelation. Praise the Lord. He wants you to see him. He wants you to ask for him. Amen. He wants to become your God, your friend. He wants to walk with you to your school. Amen.
Amen.
He wants to be your best friend. Amen. He wants you to speak to him. But if you don't speak, how can he answer?
Hallelujah.
That's how important it is to kneel down by your bed and ask him. You don't have to pray 5 hours.
Hallelujah.
But out, maybe say a few sentences. Maybe you don't feel like talking to him 5 hours. But he's willing to hear maybe 1 minute. But give him this 1 minute. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that it will draw God on the scene.
Glory.
Come nearer to me and I will come nearer to you.
Amen.
Young people, that's what I have on my heart. That sometimes we look for God and we sit and we say, you know, until I feel him, I will don't move. I will don't do any reaction. But God is waiting for you. He is willing to bless you. Amen.
Yes.
He is more than willing to give you the Holy Ghost. He's more than willing to deliver you out of your situation. Maybe you will say, oh, Brother Daniel, you don't know my situation. You don't know what I am involved in. I don't care where are you involved. Because I know that my God is able to deliver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's waiting for you until you open your mouth and you say those few words, Lord, here am I. I cannot help myself, but I believe you're there. You're here. That's the God we serve. You know, and then God starts to reveal more and more who He is. Amen. Don't you desire that? Young people, don't you want Him more in your life? He can help you in your school. He can be your victory. You cannot be victorious. In your own power, in your own strength, you cannot be victorious. I cannot be victorious. But He in you can be victorious. Hallelujah. Because He is our victory. And when you call Him on the scene, hallelujah. You know, then when He comes to your heart and He becomes a revelation inside of you, it doesn't mean that you will understand everything. But He in you, oh, that's the most important thing. Amen. Then you cannot lose Him. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Then He is your guide and He's guiding you. Wherever you go, He is with you. Amen? And you know, we need to build upon this revelation of who He is. Amen?
Hallelujah.
And the gates, and we have a promise that the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
You know, according to the scripture, we know that the Satan is trying to pull you to his gates. And remember, the word says the gates. It's not one gate. Satan has many gates. It's a gate of music. It's a gate of fashion. It's a gate of pornography. It's a gate of alcohol. It's a gate of smoking. Amen? The gate of computer games. All kinds of gates. Satan prepared all kinds of gates for this end time. Do you know why? Because we live in a very special time. Soon the rapture will take place. You know, we live at the end time. So Satan pointed every weapon that he has on the children of God, on the young people, amen, to move you out of the way, out of the rock that you're standing upon. Remember, we have to stand upon the rock of revelation. Hallelujah. He's pointing every weapon at you. Amen. Can you feel that? That's the time we're living in. That's the time we're living in. There are many gates. And the devil is trying to pull you into those gates. But remember, he cannot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
Against the revelation that God has given to us. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that this message that we received is the supernatural message?
Amen.
It's a supernatural message.
Amen.
This message is telling us where you come from. Amen. This message is revealing to you who you are. That you are not born of this world, but you need to be born off of the incorruptible seed.
Amen.
The seed that is in you, amen. And the Spirit of God wants to quicken this seed, amen. We have to experience the new birth. What is the new birth? It's the personal revelation of Christ to you. Hallelujah. That's the revelation, amen. The personal revelation of Christ in your heart. That's the new birth. That's what Jesus was talking with Nicodemus.
Amen.
And Nicodemus, a great Pharisee, he came to Jesus and he said, Jesus told him, except the man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And Nicodemus could not understand. And he said, what shall I have to do? Shall I enter into my mother's womb once again and be born once again? He was so carnal. And he was a teacher in Israel. That's how far we can be away from what God, you know, wants to do. And, you know, the revelation is far away from what we think.
Amen.
You know, a revelation tells you who you are. Revelation tells you what belongs to you. Hallelujah. Revelation shows you how great God is.
Amen.
Revelation shows you that all lays in Him. And He has prepared everything. And you know what? He paid the price. It's a finished work. Aren't you happy for that? All that you have to do is surrender. I surrender all. Do you want to surrender all? You know, I want to show you that, you know, the gates of hell cannot prevail. You know, we want to take a few examples from the Bible. You know, I will be very simple, forgive me. But that's how I feel in my heart. But you know, the Satan cannot destroy the children of God. Do you believe that? Satan cannot destroy us if there is a seed of God in us. Because the gates of hell shall not prevail. Satan is trying to pull you to his gates. Amen. He's trying to do all that he can. But he cannot. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for that?
Hallelujah.
You know, one time, there was a time of Esther. And we know when there was a king, Ahasuerus. And you know, Esther was there and she was out of Jews. And we know that Haman, he was fighting against those Jews and he wanted to kill them all. And he would influence the king, amen? And there was a Mordecai, you know the story very well. But I want to show you that all through the Bible, the gates of hell were not able to kill those that were elect ones. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the gates of hell cannot prevail against the revelation of God. Praise the Lord. You know, and there was Mordecai and Haman was trying to kill all those Jews. You know, Mordecai was there and one day, you know, God moved upon the heart of King Ahasuerus. And he found some books. And there was a story how Mordecai saved the king's life. You know, nothing is happening by accident, brothers and sisters. King was there. You know, Haman has a secret plan. Can you imagine this situation? He has a secret plan and he is planning, I will destroy all those Jews. And remember, the Jews, they were the chosen nation of God. Do you believe that? And by God's grace, by faith in God, in Christ, we are the seeds of God. We are seed of Abraham. Amen. And remember, the gates of hell cannot prevail against the seed of Abraham. Amen. The scripture doesn't say that they will not try. Satan will try, but he cannot prevail. Amen. Because you have something that the devil doesn't have. Amen. And that's the revelation. Satan has all the knowledge of the message. Satan can quote all the quotes. Satan knows the Bible better than you know. Satan can read. Satan works 24 hours daily. But he doesn't have a revelation. Hallelujah. And when you have personal experience with God, when he reveals himself in your heart, then Satan cannot move you out of your position. Then you see, I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. And you can say, Satan, get behind me. I don't belong here. I am not off of this world. I am going to another country. Amen. I am on my journey away. Amen. So you know, King was there in his chamber. You know, and God just moved upon the hearts of this king that he took one book and he started to read. And there was a story how Mordecai saved his life. Aren't you happy the way God is doing the things? Everything was going according to the plan of God. And here, Haman, he represents the Satan. He's having a secret plan how to destroy all the children of God. But remember, gates of hell cannot prevail. Maybe it looks like it's the situation. The situation is hopeless. But remember, God is the greatest power that there is. Hallelujah. Young people, God is the greatest power that there is. He's greater than drugs. He's greater than alcohol. He's greater than the spirit of lust. Amen. He's greater than the spirit of sports or fashion or whatever it is. God is greater. And you can overcome it through him. By his stripes. By his power. Amen. That's how God works. Praise the Lord. So here, King read it. And he said, my, I have to do something for this man. So he calls Haman. He calls Haman and Haman comes into the king's palace and king is he's asking Haman one question. I want you to be in this situation, you know, how wonderful God is doing his things. Amen? Because even Satan has to fulfill his plan. You know, even Satan has to fulfill his plan. So here Haman is, he comes to before the king and the king said, Haman, I want to ask you a question. What would you do with a man that the king wants to really show to him a thankfulness or admire him because he has done something good for the king? What would you do to such a man? And you know, Haman in himself, he said, my, for sure, he speaks about me. Because I am faithfully standing by the king, you know. I am ruling, you know, and because he was a high officer, amen. He was a general in the army, you know, and in the kingdom of Ahasuerus. So he thought, for sure, king is speaking about me. So Haman started to tell a story. He's describing what he would do with such a man. He said, I will take a horse. And he's imagining himself sitting on a horse. And I would take the best general from the king, from your kingdom, king. And this general will lead this horse. Amen. And I will go through the city with this man. And I will and let this general cry, here is the man. Here is the man that has done something great for the king. Give him praise. Amen. Haman thought that king was speaking about him. But now king said this sentence. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Haman, for revelation. Go, take Mordecai and do it to Mordecai. My, the one that he was persecuting. Haman wanted to kill him. But remember, the gates of hell cannot prevail against the revelation. Hallelujah. God is taking care of his church. Do you believe that? God is taking care of you. And now Haman wanted to kill Mordecai. He's trying to destroy all the seed of Jews. But now Haman has to take a horse. I can imagine how humiliated it was for Haman. He was trying to kill him. Now he has to take a horse. Because it was a king's command. Hallelujah. Haman was so angry himself. He didn't know what is happening. He was so angry, but he had to obey the king's voice. Even Satan has to obey the king's voice. Satan cannot destroy you. Satan cannot put more upon your shoulders than you can bear. Amen. Because Satan has to obey God's voice too. Hallelujah. It blessed my heart that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the revelation. Amen. So here was Haman going with the Mordecai on the horse, crying, you know, here is the man that saved the king's life. You know what we read in the Bible? Let's open Book of Esther. Do you love the Lord? Yeah. Amen. I feel better now. I am more in my English now. But let's open Book of Esther. I really love Book of Esther.
Amen.
Chapter 6. Chapter 6 of Book of Esther. From verse 12. What happened when Haman, you know, was taking Mordecai on the horse? And Mordecai came again to the king's gate, but Haman hasted to his house mourning and having his head covered. Do you see how God can change the situation? Young people, do you believe that God can change the situation in your life? Brothers and sisters, do we really believe that? Sometimes it seems like the situation is hopeless. Sometimes we say, Lord, where are you? I don't feel you. Where are you, Lord? But God is there. God is there. Just come to Him. Just believe Him. Amen. He can change the situation. And He really changed there in the Book of Esther. Mordecai, he was so amazed that his greatest enemy took him on the horse and was going with him all around the city crying, here is the man that saved the king's life. Now Haman was angry. He was so angry. He ran to his home. He covered his face. He didn't want anyone to see him. And Haman told Zeresh, you know, Zeresh was a cruel woman. It was his wife. And all his friends, everything that had befallen him. And then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him. You know, Zeresh, his wife, had more revelation than Haman. Now all the sisters can say amen. Zeresh, his wife, had more revelation because you know what the Zeresh said? If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him. Again, this word. But shall surely fall, before him. You know, his own wife is telling Haman, Haman, if really Mordecai is out of the seed of Jews, if he really is out of this chosen nation, if he is really out of the bride, we would say today, amen.
Amen.
If this brother there in Dublin, this young brother or young sister that is there in school battling, but he is standing or she is standing with God's word, trying to be a Christian, amen, trying to confess God, if they are out of seed of Abraham, you surely became to fall, Satan. Zeresh told Haman, you will fall. Brother and sister, all the kingdoms of this earth are falling because of whom? Because of the bride. Because there is another kingdom rising up. Messianic kingdom, amen?
Amen.
And we are part of this kingdom. And this kingdom is being built up. That's why all the other kingdoms are falling down. America is falling down. All the economics is falling down, amen? Everything is falling down. Why? Because in the book of Daniel we read there is another kingdom rising up. In the time when this kingdom of iron and clay is mixed together, in the times of those kings, there was spoken in the book of Daniel, there will rise another kingdom that will cannot fail, amen, that will not fall down. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for that? I love those examples. I really love it. That the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Look at Moses. You know, Moses was down there in Egypt, and do you believe he was a chosen man of God? You know, they were there in Egypt, and there came a decree from Pharaoh. All the young boys have to be killed, amen? All the young boys, they have to throw them into the Nile River, amen? All the Jewish boys. And Moses was there, a prophet of God. Can you imagine that? And a decree came. Satan is always looking for you to kill you, to destroy you. But the gates of hell cannot prevail. Aren't you happy for that? You know, Moses was there and God provided a basket. And they put this Moses into the basket. You know, Miriam was there. His father and mother, you know. I know it was a hard situation for them. But they prayed. They committed Moses into God's hand because they were believers. Amen? And you know, parents, we can commit our children into God's hand. While the Satan is trying to kill our children, amen. To destroy the influence of the word. But you can commit your children into the hands of God. By faith, amen. And the gates of hell cannot prevail. Moses was floating there. Can you imagine that? In the little basket. A little small boy. All the crocodiles around it. But they cannot get there. Amen. Because it was pitched all around. It has a bad odor. They cannot get it. So he was floating on the Nile River. Down in the water there was death. But he was saved in his ark. He was floating right to the Pharaoh's palace. And it happened that the daughter of Pharaoh was there taking a bath. And suddenly a basket is floating. And she sent the servants to look what is in the basket. And then they brought the basket. There was a nice, really nice looking boy. A cute boy, amen. And she was so amazed. And you know, in her heart, she desired to keep this boy. Can you see how God is making the things? It is God that is fulfilling his plan. He's sending Moses down to the Satan's kingdom. On the enemy's ground.
Amen.
To the palace of Pharaoh. Later on, this kingdom will be destroyed. Later on, he wants to destroy the kingdom of Pharaoh. You know, here is the man that is supposed to lead the children of Israel out. And God floats him down to the palace of Pharaoh. Isn't it amazing? Isn't God doing some paradoxes? Can you see the paradox in your own life? That sometimes God is doing things that you didn't expect. That's the God we serve. And the daughter of Pharaoh takes this little boy to the palace. She shows it to her father. And she said, oh father, look what a cute boy it is. Can I keep him? Oh, okay, you can keep him. It was the one that was supposed to deliver the children of Israel. God sent him down to Egypt, down to the Pharaoh's palace, so that the Pharaoh will pay for his rising up. Amen. The Pharaoh paid for his schooling. Pharaoh teach him how to write. Pharaoh fed him every day. And later on, he destroyed the kingdom. Amen. God through him. It was the prophet of God. Oh, the gates of hell cannot prevail against the plan of God. Hallelujah. You know, we read in the Bible, in the story, when Brother Branham puts this drama, he said Miriam was watching, the sister of Moses, she was watching this little basket floating. She was watching. And when she saw that the daughter of Pharaoh took this little boy, you know what she did? You know, the daughter of Pharaoh was searching for someone that will raise up this kid. Feed this kid, amen? And when, you know, Miriam ran to her and said, I have someone that they can take care of this boy. Amen. It was her mother. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's how God can do the things in our lives. Sometimes in a such a way that we don't expect that it will happen in a such a way. So here Pharaoh comes. He said, oh, okay. Yeah, do you have some woman that can take care? Oh, yes, I have. Okay, how much she wants for an hour? My, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? It's his mother taking care of him, and Pharaoh is coming every month or every week. Here it is, 500 pounds or 500 euros. Thank you for taking a good care of this child. And this little mother, oh, hallelujah. I believe they were shouts of victory in the home of Moses. His parents were rejoicing. They are thanking God for grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Because the gates of hell cannot prevail against the true seed of God. Aren't you happy for that? That's how God is taking care of his children. One more example. Do we have time for one more example? I want those things to sing in your heart. To meditate upon those things. Because this is exactly the same hour that we're living in. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the revelation that we have. Against what this message brought to us. Because remember, this message is supernatural message. It was not the message of Brother Branham. It's the message that was brought from the mercy of, from the throne of mercy. Amen. It was God declaring his word through the mouth of the prophet. Praise the Lord. You know, one time, it was during the king of Darius. There was the Daniel, the prophet, amen. And he was there, and we read in the Bible, you can read it yourself, but I want to make a little story out of it, a little drama. So let's just transfer now to the kingdom of Darius. You know, the king was there, and Daniel was one of the actually presidents in his kingdom, amen. He was one of the presidents, or we would say maybe a prime minister or something like that in those days that we live in now. And he was, so he had a great influence. But he was a believer man. Amen. He was a believer man. You can be out there in the world and you can still be a believer man. He was not ashamed of his gospel. Every day, in the morning, in the noon and in the evening, he would kneel down. He opened the window towards Jerusalem. Because he remembered the promise. Wherever you are, said the promise. If you turn towards the temple of God, amen. And you pray, God will hear you. Praise the Lord. And brothers and sisters, young people, this promise is true today. Whenever you come and kneel down by your bed and turn to God, amen. And I want to ask you, where is God? Where is he? Where do you want to turn to? Is he somewhere beyond the blue? Or is he there in America or there in Africa? Brother Branham said, pray to the one that lives inside of you. Amen. He's so near. He's nearer than you think. And you bow down, you kneel down, and you ask, Lord, here am I. I desire you more. I am on the enemy's ground. Daniel was on the enemy's ground. Amen. He was not in a promised land. He was not in his home. He was in another kingdom. We are in another kingdom. But still he was a believer. So there is a way for you how you can be victorious. How you can be a believer today. Amen. There is not enough power in hell to destroy you. Hallelujah. Daniel, he really prayed every day. His friends in this kingdom, those other presidents, they were hating Daniel. Because the king of this earth, he hates us. Amen. He hates true believers. He hates when you pray. He hates when you praise God. He hates when you say amen. When you agree with his word, that's what Satan hates. And he's always influencing your mind and tells you, this is not for you. How many of you heard this voice? Amen. Young people, can you be so sincere and lift up your hand? How many of you heard this voice? This is not for you. This Christianity, this message, this is not for you. Oh, for you is a life there in the world. You can enjoy it. Remember, it's Satan's lie. He's always lying when he opens his mouth. But there is a way how you can be victorious. If you want to overcome, you have to recognize the devil in all his tricks. He's so tricky. You know, we think that he will leave us like a nice group and he will say, oh, I have those message believers there in Dublin and, oh, I will leave them like that. They will have no problems because, no, the devil will fight heavily against you. He will set all kinds of things your way. But remember, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do you believe that?
Yes.
The gates of hell cannot prevail. Hallelujah. Even today, they cannot prevail.
Yes.
Satan is trying and trying to pull you to his gates. But he cannot if you stand upon the revelation. Hallelujah. That's why we need to have a personal meeting with God. A personal experience with God.
Amen.
When God reveals himself into your heart. Amen. And you see that he is God and there is no other like him. Daniel was there in this kingdom. And all these other presidents, they were hating him. They were trying to find a fault in Daniel. But you know, God was so blessing Daniel that they could not find any fault. That's what the Bible tells us. But they found one thing. They found one thing that they can catch him on his religion. Because every day he was praying. Amen. And a true Christian, they read their Bibles every day and pray every day.
Amen.
Do we pray every day?
Hallelujah.
Do we read Bible every day?
Amen.
That's what Daniel was doing when he was there on the enemy's ground. Amen. And Satan was hating that. So those presidents, they called a great meeting of all the ministers. Minister of agriculture, minister of army, minister of prime minister was there. You know, we would say in today's language, you know. He gathered a big meeting. But one president was missing. You read it yourself in the Bible. The Bible tells us that they made a meeting to gather all the ministers, all the presidents. But they didn't invite Daniel to this meeting. They had a plan. They had a plan how to destroy Daniel. Satan was making a plan how to kill this man. So they made a meeting. They didn't invite Daniel there. And they came before the king. And you know, king was very innocent. Amen. He didn't know what is happening. And those presidents said, oh, king, live forever. You know, and we have a proposition for you. You know, actually, we want to worship you. And we want to show to the people how great you are. And you know, we let there be no other God beside our God. And it is forbidden to pray to any other gods. But to the God we serve or their God. Amen.
Amen.
And let's make it as a decree of Median and Persian law. And you know, it was so tricky, you know. They put a king in such a spot that he finally signed the decree because it looked very good. He said, oh yeah, our kingdom will be a more powerful kingdom, amen. There will no other gods, you know, that will stand in the way. No one will pray to any other god, but our kingdom will be actually strengthened, amen. So he signed a decree, But when he signed a decree, then the presidents went and they were watching Daniel. And you know what Daniel did? The decree came, amen. They showed it everywhere. Amen. Like today. This world is this. The Satan is hating the children of God. He wants to destroy you. So he's making all kinds of laws against you. So that you will not pray. So that you will not testify. So that you will not talk about God. Amen. That's what Satan is doing. He's trying to destroy the seed of God. But Daniel still opened up his window. Aren't you happy for that? That's why I really admire the brothers that can go out on the street and testify about the blood of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you for that. Daniel was still doing that. He opened up the window and he said, "Oh God, Almighty God who created heaven and earth, I pray to you one more time." Brothers and sisters, can you imagine the prayer of Daniel? He knew he could be killed for that. But yet, he put God first in his life. And when you put God first in your life, God is going to come on the scene. God will do the impossible if you take him at his word. That God moves upon the scene. And Satan was watching. And the moment he saw that Daniel prayed, they got Daniel. They quickly ran to the king and they said, "King, live forever." Can you see how tricky they were? Because they knew that Daniel has a favor with king. So they wanted to really catch him on something. And, you know, they made the king to make a decree. A certain law. So the law was there. And they said, "Now we saw Daniel praying to another god." Can you imagine that? "We saw Daniel praying to another god. And the law said, you signed it yourself, the king." When you read this chapter, chapter 6 of book of Daniel. They even reminded the king of that. Amen. They said, "King, you signed it yourself. You put your signature there. That we cannot pray to another gods. If there will be anyone praying to another gods, he will be thrown into the lion's den." And we saw Daniel. You know what the Bible said? King was very sad. Because he loved Daniel. But remember, the gates of hell cannot prevail. Do you believe that? Here they take Daniel. Can I take you, brother, as an example? You don't mind? They took Daniel. And they brought Daniel there, you know. All those presidents. They were watching it and they said, "Oh, finally we got Daniel." Satan was happy. "Finally I have him. There is no way of escape for him." But brother and sister, remember, the greatest power there is God's power. Amen. And the gates of hell cannot prevail. Even today, gates of hell cannot prevail. And king was sad. But Daniel, he was happy. He was not worried. He said, "King, don't you worry." And the king said, "I believe that your God that you serve, Daniel, will deliver you."
Amen.
Amen. So Daniel was there. Thank you. And there was this lion's den. There was a big rock upon the opening, you know. They put the rock away. Those stones away. And down there in the lion's den, those hungry lions. Can you imagine that? Young people, you were in a zoo. But it was not in a zoo. Those lions were there. They were hungry. They were waiting for the food. And the moment this rock went away or this stone rolled away. Oh, those lions down there, they had a revival. They said, "The food is coming. We see the opening." They started to roar. Satan was ready to kill Daniel.
Hallelujah.
But brother and sisters, in another dimension. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God was preparing his angels. Hallelujah. God called a certain angel. He said, "There is my son Daniel down in the time of the king, in the kingdom of King Darius. Take your sword. Go down there immediately." He went there. They throw Daniel down there. He landed in the lion's den.
Hallelujah.
Among those lions. And you know, those lions, they said, "My, oh, the food is coming. The moment it will drop down, we will get him." And remember, there's only one coming. So the first car, the quickest one will get him. Amen. Only one was dropping down. So they were ready. The way Satan is ready to get upon you. If you are at school, wherever you are, he has a traps for you. He wants to get you. But remember, be aware of that, that God is on your side. God is on your side if you call upon His name. If you are willing to confess that He is the great God, that His promises are the truth. Do you want to confess today? If you are willing to give your life to Him, He will stand on your side. Amen. The moment Daniel landed there among those hungry lions, you know what happened? The angel of the Lord was there too. Hallelujah. With the sword. Oh, with the fiery sword. And those lions, you know what happened? They wanted to eat him. They wanted to put him in pieces. Amen. But they even could not open their mouth. Suddenly they started to talk to each other. They said, "What happened? I cannot open my mouth. The gates of hell cannot prevail." Yeah. Amen. The angel of God was there in the lion's den. In the midst of a trouble, God came down. Amen. To stand for one brother, your brother. Amen. Amen. That took God at His word. I want to ask you, will God do the same thing in our time? When there is another age, but there are another people that are faithful to God's word. Amen. They receive the word of the prophet. Amen. I believe I'm talking to those people right now. Amen. They are in Dublin. Amen. You might be in a lion's den today, but remember, there is an angel of God that was sent from the throne of God to stand on your side. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Aren't you happy for that? Amen. Oh, we ought to worship God for that. When they were ready to get him, the Lord closed the mouth of those lions. Right in the most darkest hour in your life, God is coming down. And He's closing the mouth of the roaring lion of Satan's mouth. Amen. And He cannot hurt you. It seems like you will lose your house maybe, or lose your job, or lose your children. But He cannot do that. Claim it. Amen. It's your inheritance. If your children are going to the world, if you lost your job, claim it. Amen. It's your inheritance. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. The pillar of fire was there. Do you believe that? The pillar of fire was down there. You say, how do you know that, Brother Daniel? Because the lions are afraid of the fire. And they could not touch Daniel, because between Daniel and those lions, this death and trouble, there was a pillar of fire standing. That's what God will do in your life. When you hide Him in your heart and you say, Lord, be the God of my heart. Be the Lord of my heart. I want to serve You the best I can. I don't know how. I cannot explain all things. I don't ask you to understand all things, but receive Him to your heart. Give Him your life and you will see God. You will guide you through all the problems. Aren't you willing to give your life to Him? To consecrate more, to give Him all that you have, amen. To give Him all your life or your family, your time, amen. Amen. Do you want to give your time to Lord? Sometimes we give Him just 1 minute, but give Him 5. You will see God will bless you for that. Give Him 15 minutes, give Him 1 hour, amen. God is going to bless you for that. Because come nearer to God and He will come nearer to you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible tells us the King Darius, he could not sleep that night. He could not sleep because he loved Daniel so much. He could not sleep. He was reading all night. He was all in distress. He said, my, what is happening with Daniel? All the time he was meditating, what is happening with Daniel? In the meantime, King could not sleep. You know what Daniel was happening? Daniel was there and all those lions were looking at him. They could not open the mouth. So he came to one of those lions. He laid himself and he put his head on the shoulder of a lion. It was so soft. And he slept all night. Brother and sisters, right in the midst of the trouble, there is a place of safety. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that? Right in the midst when the devil wants to destroy you, you can rest, actually, and believe God. Worship Him. Amen. I believe Daniel was worshiping God. Oh God, how great You are.
I have a maker. He knows my name. As all even time began, my life was in his hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees the seal that drops and heals me when I crawl.
Do you believe that you have a maker? In those times, when we are distressed, when we are in a low valley, you can call upon his name. Because he is faithful. His angel is ready to stand on your side. Hallelujah. You know, early in the morning, the king hastened to the lion's den. He comes and he said, Daniel! Daniel! And he was waiting.
And Daniel woke up.
He said, oh, king, live forever. Are you alive, Daniel? Oh, said, yes, I am alive. They brought Daniel up. You know, king looked at Daniel. And you know what Daniel said? Daniel said, king, you look so tired. Didn't you sleep? And the king said, no. And Daniel said, I slept all night. God provided a soft bed for me. A lion skin. Out of a trouble. God made a blessing for Daniel. Amen. That's what God can do. Because remember, gates of hell cannot prevail against the revelation. Hallelujah. And Daniel was standing on revelation. I trust you are standing on the revealed word of this hour. This is your inheritance. This is your place where you ought to stand. Do you want to thank God for that? Let's stand to our feet. I will ask Brother George to come. Can we sing this? He knows my name. Amen. That's what I had on my heart.
Amen.
Forgive me that it was so simple, but
Hallelujah.
But remember, the gates of hell cannot prevail.
Amen.
Even today, the gates of hell cannot prevail.
Hallelujah.
Satan is trying to do all what he can, but he cannot. Amen. He's a loser from the beginning. Do you believe that? Don't you want to give your life to him today? Let's bow our heads. Let every eye be closed. Remember, those are the little things that we do. Those things are great. Amen. Maybe there is someone that wants to give his life again to the Lord. Or you have a trouble in your life, maybe a young heart. You want to say, Brother Daniel, I'm battling. I'm in the midst of a battle. I cannot prevail. It seems like all the hell is against me. But inside of me, there is this still small voice that tells me that there is something more for me.
Amen.
If God is calling you, you may lift up your hand unto him. Maybe there is anyone here. May the Lord bless you. Let us be sincere before God. Maybe you want to say, Lord, here am I. I want to dedicate my life again to you, Lord. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I commit, Lord, those that lifted their hands up, Lord. You know their need, Lord. You see the desire of their hearts, Father. I ask you, Lord, that you will be with them, Lord. That you will bless them in a special way, Father. Lord, when we read in your word that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the revelation that you have given to us in this hour, Lord. Lord, we call upon your name, Father. Lord, we claim our inheritance, Lord. I pray for all the young people, Lord, all the young children, Lord. Help them to realize wherever they are that you are standing on their side. All that they need to do is open their mouth and call upon your name. Father, open up our understanding. Open our eyes to the fact that you are a great God. That you are taking care of us. That you are our maker. That you are our deliverer. That you are our healer, Father. Lord, I bring them all to you. Lord, touch their lives, Lord. I pray in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit this service and also the other part of this service into your hands.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I have a maker. Let's sing it from our hearts.
I have a maker. If all my heart before even time began, my life was in His hand.
He knows my name. Thankful that He hears you.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you call upon Him, that He knows your situations. May the Lord bless you. We'll sing it one more time, and I ask Brother Andrew to dismiss us.
He knows my ear.
One thing which is a very powerful factor in life, and that is the power of your decision.
Amen.
Now, if you're far away from God today, there was a decision that got you there.
Amen.
If you're walking with the Lord, it was because of the right decision. And I just wanted to give this opportunity as we sing that song, because you have chosen the narrow way, just to give an opportunity to anybody who's here this evening who desires prayer. If you wouldn't mind, Brother Daniel, If anybody wants to come forward, if you want to speak to the brother while we worship, if you're wanting to pray, I'd ask you this evening, make the right decision.
Amen.
If the Lord is speaking to you, don't put it off till tomorrow. Especially you young people. Don't say, okay, yes, and push it off. If the Lord is dealing with you or anybody that's here today and you desire someone to pray, an earnest, sincere prayer with you, the Bible says, the sincere, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And even as Brother Mike gave his testimony, and you want to come and just have prayer, I'd really invite you now. Think about the decision that you make. Follow the leadership of the Spirit if He's dealing with you. We'll just sing a few songs. If anybody desires prayer, please feel free to come forward now.
Because you have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way, there's a great portion of heaven,
oh,
is waiting for you because of what you decided. That was a prophecy the angel told to the great messenger. That is what will produce.
That is what will produce great victory
in the love divine. I will walk this path in the footsteps of Elohim. I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, I will walk this path.
This path has many trials
and many battles against the enemy. By His Holy Spirit,
by His Holy Spirit,
will lead us to perfect love.
Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining.
Not much time remaining
to walk in this path. We can already hear the chariot.
We can hear the chariot
of our beloved one. Coming to me,
oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love. Steps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time.
Joseph.
Amen. Amen. It's not wonderful, friends.
Amen.
I'm sure you're looking forward to the next service because I am.
Amen.
It's now 6 o'clock. Let's have a 45-minute break. Let's come back, start worship 6:45. Give the brother plenty of time this evening to get into the Word. May the Lord bless him for the ministration of the Word. Friends, when the gospel loses its simplicity, it loses its power. We make it too complicated. But what you really need in our souls is the simple ministry of the Word to come and minister to where we really are. That makes all the difference, and we really do thank the Lord. The Lord says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's bow our heads as we close. Father, we do thank you for the simplicity of your Word. But Father, there's such a power. And Lord, all we desire to do, as we've done in this service, is to put ourselves in the Word.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just want to put ourselves in that situation.
Amen.
And Father, the same way that you manifested yourself on behalf of your people in days gone by, if we just take the same stand, Father, if we just approach you the same way, if we just, Father, rely on you as they relied on you, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, Amen. We thank you for that. For every person that's been prayed for in the prayer line this evening, I'm asking for your special blessing upon them. I'm asking Jesus, even at this time now, manifest yourself on their behalf. Father, whether it's deliverance, bring deliverance to the captives, we pray. Father, Amen. Whether it would be questions, whether it would be needs, financial, or Father, whatever it would be, we just ask of you that you administer. Jesus, it's your good pleasure. You said to give us the kingdom. So, Father, we pray for your blessings upon each person, every young person that's here. Jesus, all we desire is that they may worship you in the days of their youth, that they may meet you before the evil day comes. And Father, as we'd come back in the evening, Lord, if you've started something this morning in the hearts of people, we pray that you'd continue just to bring it to that place, that there'd be a breakthrough into your kingdom, Lord. Take people beyond the sound barrier, we'd pray, to break free into that place where there's liberty. And Father, your minister this day, our precious brother, may you renew his strength. May, Father, you quicken him even as we'd have a short break. May you bring him back once again, Father, into the post of duty and use him for your glory, we'd pray. Father, them that would be still coming, bless them. Them that haven't managed to make it, you watch over them, we'd pray. Them that are in hospital, them that are laid up in the bed of affliction upon this day, we do remember them, Lord. May your grace be their portion, we pray. We just desire to depart with your blessing, praying your blessing upon the food we shall partake of. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints.
I know the master of the way.
I know.